Baby, I am here with Snakebite, and we're gonna talk in depth today about why people are not real anymore. Like, I feel the reason why people are not real anymore is because they don't feel comfortable enough to be themselves.
So you don't think that that social media have anything to do with it, and television and stuff, the way people are being taught versus the way people talk?
Everybody has like a different arena that they're in, and depending on what they were taught in their household and by society, it does play a factor in whether or not that person can be real and relatable.
But then that exists. How old are you?
I'm actually 19 years old.
Okay, I'm 45, and I'm glad a young person tuned in, because I'm 45. Back in my generation, it was the same thing that exists in this generation, except it wasn't advanced. But back then, it was advanced to us, and we still had the same mentality, the same teachings in the household, and everything. It never changed. Everything is passed down through generation through generation. Do you think that your elders failed this generation? Reason
Yes,
why?
they failed miserably. Because one thing that they did do the most is they condemned the children that were different. And I say different loosely, just because different can be interpreted in many ways. And I'm just saying, I call the elders the council, because that's basically what they were to us. We were basically placed in front of them to judge if we were good enough. Our self-worth and our confidence, our being basically, was being judged by the council. And they did fail us in a big way, because they basically told us, hey, you can't do this, and this. But when they were younger, they were doing the same thing. They were out there having fun. They were out there doing their thing. And regardless of whether or not,
I'm listening.
regardless of whether or not they actually told anybody about the stuff that they were doing behind the scenes, that really didn't matter, because they feel like, oh, since I did it and I'm saved now, or not necessarily saved, or I'm not in that place anymore, I should tell or warn them. But that warning came off as, you need to hide yourself. You don't need to let nobody know this. This is shameful. You can't let this get outside of the family.
Do you think the system have anything to do with the way the children are being raised today? Because back then and nowadays, we was able to discipline our kids. Now the system tells you can't discipline your kids, because if you discipline them, you will get them taken away from you, and they give the adults all these rules and stuff of what you can and can't do to your kids these days. So you don't think that have anything to do with the way the kids respond and disrespect, and there's no realness anymore? Do you think the system have anything to do with it?
I think that if there are rules put in place, and depending on the child's learning ability, that there should be some kind of leeway to that. Now, I'm not saying don't discipline your children. I'm saying that, there are certain circumstances where parents literally cannot discipline their children because it gets to be severe.
Okay.
And since there are many of these problems, it has to be a thing where we have to be careful. I understand why they make the rules that they do, but in other cases, some of these children really do need discipline. Because I can speak from experience. I was a very rambunctious child, and I liked to get into stuff that wasn't really within my age range. And I suffered consequences for that. I'm not saying that my mom wasn't in the right for that. I'm just saying, if you're going to discipline, use it sparingly. Don't use it so much that that's all your child is used to.
So why should the kids being treated any different than the kids than when I was a kid? Why should this generation be treated any different?
With time comes about a change. When your generation decided to hide things and not tell their children things, and there are a lot of factors that went into what happened when it came to this generation not being where we needed to be.
Okay.
And if you treated this generation like your generation, we would have our normal numbers of teenage depression would go way up.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I was just saying that it would go way up.
Okay. You know, it seems like we're getting off the subject. It say, why are people not real no more? And to be able to decipher what the problem is, you have to go to the root, right?
And yes.
I think the root of the problem is that when discipline is not put in place, and you made a statement, you said we hide things from the children these days. Our parents and stuff hid the same thing from us when we was growing up. Matter of fact,
exactly, it didn't find out about it years later. But when you do that, you suffer at the hands of the next generation not knowing what you did and where they could go wrong. You're not forewarning them. You're saying, hey, you know what? We're going to let you figure it out on your own. I did it. It's like, I'm not saying that they didn't own what they did, because apparently they did. But when you don't let the next generation know and you don't warn them, how are they supposed to know what to look out for?
Okay, see, all right. I'm 45. I have a 15-year-old stepdaughter I've been raising. And by me being a stepfather, you know, you would think that it would be more difficult for a step-parent versus a real parent to communicate with the child. But my stepdaughter and I, you know, we communicate very well because I don't use the same technique that my parents used on me. What I did was I pretty much upgraded with this generation. And I think the problem is that people that was back in my generation, they don't know how to upgrade. The only way you can communicate with the kids these days is you have to basically get on their level. And
yeah,
if you don't teach a kid about how to be real and what it takes to be real, they're gonna go to the next thing, which is social media.
Yeah.
And I think that's where most parents fail at. They need to upgrade and learn the language of this generation, learn the style of this generation. Yeah, I might not.
But they're not willing.
They're not
willing. If you're not a young parent raising a baby, they're not willing.
Right.
Parents today are not willing to, because the council has instilled in them so much. You know, they're not able to be themselves anymore. They have to be a shell of themselves in order to seek approval.
So what would be your suggestion? What would you suggest?
I would suggest that if you're going to raise your child in the society that we're in today, raise them knowing stuff. Do not raise them to be naive, ignorant, and stupid. because that is my problem. When you want people to be real and you want people to bare their souls and be honest with themselves, you cannot let them hide. And that's basically what that generation did. They hid. And when you hide, that doesn't help. That just breeds deeper dysfunction.
Do you think they was basically forced to hide? You don't think the system
they were forced to hide because sometimes it had to do with religion, sometimes it had to do with church.
Right. And I think religion is one of the major problems. And don't get me wrong, I'm not bashing any religion or anything, but I think religion plays a big part in the confusion of this generation.
True. And that's why you have a lot of teenagers that are like not really like claiming a faith or right. They're trying to be religious adjacent instead of being really in depth with it. And right. I'm like, but that problem falls on the last generation. When you have a church full of people who are trying to tell you that you being yourself is wrong and you're hiding yourself and you're trying to figure out where you're going to go and what you're going to do, like, what do you do?
So you're basically saying the church.
You can't be real with yourself.
Right. So you're saying that the manipulation of the church is what ruined everything.
Yes, that had a part to do with it.
Okay, I thank you for your part. I appreciate you tuning in to the Snake Den, and I appreciate you talking.
Thank you so much for having me. This was a very good conversation that needed to be had. And I'm so honored to be on a broadcast with you, Snakebite. Thank you so much to all my babies out there. I hope this helped you in some kind of way. But if it didn't, like I said, it's just a rant. And I hope that we can collaborate again on a different topic and just let the world know and let children know and inform them that it is okay to be yourself.
That's right. It's okay. And I agree with you. There's nothing wrong with a person being who they are, and they shouldn't be afraid. And I think any parent out there that's forcing their children to go into a shell, I think that is very wrong. So I think that my generation parents should stand up and upgrade.
Very true. Thank you so much for being on this show today. Thank you so much, Snakebite. Thank you so, so very much.
Uh-huh. And you have a nice day.
And you too.
All right. Bye-bye.